Hello.
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're not selling anything. We're just conducting a very short statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, what is your current official party voter registration file with your county's election? Will you be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Republican.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, or most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
Always.
Always. Okay. Thank you. All right, now, do you recognize the name of Rick Scott? And would you have a favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion, on Rick Scott?
For Rick Scott, favorable.
Favorable. What about Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Also favorable.
Keith Gross.
Sorry, say again?
Keith Gross.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. All right, sir. And if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, okay. All right, and do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. All right, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator? Would that be approve
Hello?
or disapprove?
Yeah, approve. Sorry, I just got connected to the car.
Oh, okay, no problem. Okay, and then do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and size of the federal government?
Approved.
Okay. All right, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Sorry, I don't know enough about that, but I guess I'll say approved.
Okay, so it'll be approved on your behalf, right? Approved?
Yes.
All right, sir, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including, you know, the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates, you know, in many key states lost races. Most thought they would win. They could win, you know, they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
No effect. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And finally, I'm gonna ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. Okay. Thank you. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. All right, sir, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay, and I really thank you for your time. What is your age? Are you from 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
35 to 49.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white or Caucasian, black or African-American,
yeah,
Hispanic, Latino? Okay.
Yeah, white. Okay.
All right, sir, and do you consider yourself to be Cuban American, yes or no?
No.
Not Cuban American. Okay, and in terms of gender identification, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right, sir, with this, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.